Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Care. Ahead of what is high anxiety times here for farmers, trying to get as much done. The last couple of days have been really nice, but weather is on the approach. And let's head over to central Minnesota now and check in with Jody DeYoung Hughes and see what's cooking. Hello, Jody.
Hello.
And, well, I guess harvest progress or harvest anxiety or the lack thereof, give us a little report on what's cooking over there in central and southern Minnesota.
Well, the trucks are rolling, especially since yesterday, and sugar beets are coming out, soybeans are coming out. Some of the beans are dropping in moisture content pretty quickly, so we're trying to get those out, especially before the storm's supposed to hit Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And the corn, some of them is ready to go, and some of it, I'm not sure if it's quite at black layer yet. It's quite a smorgasbord out there.
Yeah, this, again, a lot of anxiety out there. But as we go through harvest, let's talk about soil texture and structure. And, man, guys work so hard for years trying to develop good soil health and soil structure. And cover crops have been, you know, utilized for so many, you know, it's on the increase now. You know, you've made great gains in the work that you are doing, but could it all just kind of crumble a little bit this fall in the mud that everybody's going to have to drive through?
Yeah, and you know, one more thing to think about this fall is compaction, because it can affect your yields in the rutted areas for about 3 years, and we have some studies on that. But there are things that farmers can do. I mean, we can't control the weather, but we can look at properly inflating our tires. So making sure that, you know, when you're going down the road, you can have them at a higher PSI, or should. And then when you get into the field, they can go a lot lower. Now, I don't know very many farmers who are going to get out and increase and decrease the pressure in the field. But there are some pieces of equipment out there that can do it for you automatically. But if you can't do that right now and you're just, you know, trying to get the crop out, check your tires. Make sure they're at the manufacturer's rate. A lot of people don't check them. And the other thing is axle load. So the pressure of your tires will exert how much compaction, that intensity of compaction out there. And the axle load is going to be how deep it goes. So if they can unload on the go or not on the go, do it up at the headlands, or, you know, have less full carts and combines. The other thing is to control your traffic, because about 80% of the compaction happens on the first pass. And if you can follow that grain cart in the old combine tracks, that will help, because the combine's going to put down most of the compaction. The grain cart won't make much more. And then take it out to the end of the field and drive it across, you know, down the field to the headlands to unload. That way you're not making all these diagonal passes throughout the field, which will decrease your yield, especially in this fall. It's really important this fall.
Great advice. The studies that have been done, so 80% of the compaction happens on the first pass, so driving in the combine tracks, great idea.
Yes. Yes, and unloading as much as you can. You know, I know that adds a lot of time, but it's up to you to balance what you can and cannot do out there.
I think a lot of farmers are aware of the tire pressure and its effect on soil compaction. Is it okay to be a little bit too low? Is that not good either?
Well, some people, then if I say you could do that, they say I'm selling tires. But hey. The thing is you can go, you need a higher pressure when you're on the road and you're going at a faster rate because of the heating that your tires will do. And so you're going to have to look at the max speed that you're going and set them for that. You know, the combine doesn't go very fast on the road, so definitely make sure that you have those checked and that the PSI is at a proper PSI. I will never advocate going too low. I don't want your tires falling off.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Jody DeYoung Hughes, University of Minnesota Extension Educator down there in the Wilmer area. And as you mentioned, this fall has just been real challenging and everything is a little bit on the late side. But you've got a great meet. The Conservation Tillage Conference is coming up in December. And I would assume farmers might have time here in the next couple of days to get pre-registered for that.
Yes, if you can come, we call it the Conservation Tillage Conference. This is the 15th year, but it's actually morphed into more of a soil health conference. And it has a lot with cover crops and with just a rotation and reducing tillage and a lot of farmer input. And it's going to be in St. Cloud on December 17th and 18th at the Holiday Inn. And you can go to the University of Minnesota webpage and look up the CTC. You can also put in dig the CTC and it will come up for you. And or call me, because sometimes it's hard to find stuff on the web. And we have a lot of, we're going to have David Lobb come down. He's our keynote speaker from Manitoba, and he's going to talk about the cost of erosion. Because if you can control erosion, you're doing everything you need to do to improve soil health, too. So he's going to put some numbers that might be a little surprising to people.
Okay. Well, surprising is a learning opportunity, I guess.
Yes. And another thing about soil health, or at least building soil aggregation and structure, is that this fall, you will not sink as far with your combine and your grain carts. The more tillage that you do, the more you destroy that structure, and the easier it is to sink into that soil. So you'll see that your ruts are usually about the depth of your tillage. And if you're no-till, strip-till, or really reduced-till, you'll have a better floor that you won't sink near as much.
Again, that makes sense. Also, I would assume saturated soils are less likely to be compacted?
Yeah, in a roundabout way. You know, your pore space, a saturated soil, all the pore space in the soil is filled with water, not air. And so when you drive on it, you can't, and put pressure on it, you can't squish out water. It doesn't, you know, come flying out. But what you do instead of compacting is that you smear the soil, you deform the soil, you clod up the soil, you do a lot of other bad things. So either way, we don't want to be out there when it's saturated. Or even that field capacity, Mother Nature's cruel joke is that about a day or two after a good rain that you can get back out into the field, that's actually the best time to compact the soil.
Hmm. All righty. Well, all farmers own air compressors. Nobody owns a water compressor. It's, water is just not compressible. So,
right.
All right. Great, great advice. And again, the use of cover crops in Minnesota this year. This has been a challenging growing season in so many aspects. But have farmers been at least interested in utilizing more cover crops?
Well, this year was unique in that we had, I can't even remember how many acres of prevent plant. I know Swift County had 39,000 acres of prevent plant, and quite a few counties had, you know, even higher numbers. And so a lot of them put in cover crops. I was pleasantly surprised. So that will be sucking up the moisture out of the soil. It will help build structure. What they're going to do with it this fall, you know, a lot who are not familiar with cover crops and are a little bit more, conservative, they'll go out and probably do some tillage this fall. But if you're able to leave it until spring, doing a light tillage path and just making it evened out in the spring would be great. But then again, it depends if you planted something that overwinters or not. So there's a lot of different things that you can do with cover crops and a lot of scenarios. And we don't have enough time to go through them all. But if you come to the CTC, you will definitely get the answer that you need on what to do with it.
All right. Especially a lot of questions on utilizing some of that water that's in the soil, you know, suck it up and get it out of there. So, all right, December 17th, 18th in St. Cloud. Again, if you just Google dig the CTC, that'll probably get you there. Otherwise, if they want to call you or give you an email, Jody, how do they do that?
My email is dejon003@umn.edu, or you can call me at 320-815-4112.
Gotcha. All righty. Hey, Jody, thank you very much for the visit. I hope the snow goes around you. I hope the rain doesn't fall quite so much, and hope your guys get back in the field real soon.
Yeah, I hope they stay safe out there. It's going to be a real crunch time this year.
That's probably the best advice of all. Thank you very much. Hey, we'll talk to you again soon, and we'll see you at the CTC in December.
That's right. Well, I'm happy to have you there.
Okay, it'll be fun broadcasting from there again this year. So thank you very much, Jody.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet.